Old Time Radio Tales, People of History. This is a Listen and Live audio production.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Today we're going to meet a young man whose military failure was to prove a great boon to his country. West Point, home of the United States Military Academy. It's a day in January and the ground is white with snow. It's mid-morning and the cadets are packed into the classrooms and lecture halls, preparing to take their places as the future military leaders of their great nation. But in a small, austere room in South Barracks stands one whose thoughts are far removed from classroom activities. His name, too, will ring through history, but for a far different reason. He's a slight young man with clear gray eyes and an unruly shock of brown hair. Though he seldom participates in their activities, tales of his exploits in the high seas and his adventures in the mystic lands of the Orient have spread through the cadet corps like wildfire, and his scholastic activities are the envy of his less clever brothers-in-arms. Also, his military background had borne promise, for on his return from the sea, he'd enlisted as a private and in a few short months rose to the rank of sergeant major, from which he'd secured his appointment to the academy. But the tempestuous years he'd spent as a rover had left this young man ill-fitted for life at West Point. Having been free to wander where he willed, he didn't take kindly to the discipline of the cadet corps. So little, in fact, did discipline affect him that during the previous 2 weeks he'd neglected practically all of his duties as a cadet, preferring to sit in his quarters and scratch upon a sheaf of manuscript paper. But the course of military justice is swift, and he must now face the inevitable answer to his flagrant breaches of conduct, court-martial, with a final check on the correctness of his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?